This is Radio Nepal, MTK Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Top leaders of three major political parties agreed to form recommendation committee to appoint officials of two transitional justice-related bodies. WHO calls on countries to take urgent and decisive action to end tuberculosis by 2030. Fire in plywood industry in Dang since last night is still not under control. And U.S. and Russian officials holding talks in Saudi Arabia and possible peace deal in Ukraine. Moscow says the talks are focused on Black Sea ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the three major political parties have agreed to appoint the officials in Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission for Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons to conclude the remaining task of the peace process. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's expert advisor Agni Kharal said that the leaders in a meeting held in Simadarbar today agreed to form a recommendation committee again for the appointment of the officials in the commissions. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Mao Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda attended the meeting. Although a committee was previously formed to recommend candidates for these bodies, it failed to submit its suggestions before its term expired. President Ramchandra Porwal said the Federal Democratic Republic was achieved through great sacrifices, making Nepali citizens sovereign. In his address to a program in Solukhumbu today, the president said Federal Democratic Republic system provides citizens the right to hold those in power accountable. He stressed that it is the collective responsibility of the government and political parties to make citizens feel that this system guarantees their future and destiny. The president also highlighted the need for citizen-centered policies, programs and budgets to ensure access to quality education, better healthcare and income-generating activities. The World Tuberculosis Day has been observed today by organizing a variety of programs, including in Nepal. Every year, 24th of March is observed as World TB Day to amplify the urgency of ending tuberculosis, the TB, the world's deadliest infectious disease. According to the WHO data, tuberculosis remains a public health problem in Nepal, with an estimated 68,000 new TB cases. Nepal has the goal of achieving tuberculosis-free Nepal by 2050. Meanwhile, the WHO on Monday called on countries to take urgent and decisive action to end tuberculosis by 2030. The WHO Regional Office for the Western Pacific said in its press release on World TB Day that this is the especially urgent in the WHO Western Pacific region, where nearly one in every five TB cases occurs. With an estimated 1.9 million new cases and 95,000 deaths due to TB in 2023, the Manila-based office said the impact of the disease on families and communities is profound. The International Relations and Tourism Committee under the House of Representatives has drawn the attention of the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation to perform results-oriented works. Today's meeting of the committee discussed the progress of the ministry and upcoming plans and strategies and drew the attention of the ministry to work in a way that maintains accountability and makes the underway works more effective. The lawmakers asked questions about the operation of airports built in various parts of the country, the construction of additional airports, and the inability to achieve the targets in the development of airport infrastructures. Similarly, in the meeting, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, said there is no alternative to adding more aircrafts for the development of Nepal's tourism sector. He added that the need cannot be met without 10 wide-body, 10 narrow-body and 10 domestic aircrafts. A fire that broke out at Shangri-La Plywood Industry in Gorahi Sub-Metropolitan City 9 of Dang at around 1 a.m. last night remains uncontrolled. District Police Chief Arjun Prasad Timulsina said that the Nepali Army, Nepal Police and locals along with the seven fire engines are working to contain the blaze. However, efforts are challenging as the industry spans 4.34 acres and holds large quantities of raw materials. The fire has destroyed wood, raw materials and the machinery used for plywood production. Authorities estimate damage in the millions of rupees. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
हरेक टिप को लागी सबै पैक यही पाए जहाँ जाओ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस्
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज All the three stations of Makwanpur-based Kulekhani Hydropower Project have come into operation at their full capacity. As per the project said, they were operated at the full capacity with the commencement of the dry season. The Kulekhani process station now generates 60 megawatts of electricity, followed by 32 and 14 by the second and third respectively. Currently, power generation occurs for 14 to 16 hours daily, but the project is capable of producing power 24 hours a day depending on demand. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Talks between U.S. and Russian officials on a possible peace deal in Ukraine are taking place in Saudi Arabia. The BBC cited Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov as saying that today's talks have been focused on the safety of shipping in the Black Sea. On Sunday, officials from Ukraine and U.S. held talks in Saudi Arabia. Ukraine's defense minister claimed that the talks between Kiev and Washington were productive and focused. It is said that the Ukrainian delegation also remains in Riyadh at the same hotel, but there are no plans for the opposing sides to meet. Ukrainian advisor Sharif Loschenko says further talks will take place with the U.S. Meanwhile, both Ukraine and Russia launched overnight drone attacks. Greenland's politicians have condemned plans for high-profile U.S. visits in the wake of President Donald Trump's threats to take over the island. According to the BBC, Second Lady of the USA, Ursula Vance, will make a cultural visit to Greenland this week, and a separate trip is expected from Trump's National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. Outgoing Greenland's Prime Minister Mute Aged described that the plan as aggressive and said that the duo had not been invited for meetings. Meanwhile, Greenland's probable next Prime Minister, Jens Frederik Nielsen, accused the American officials of showing the local population a lack of respect. Their remarks come after Trump appeared to escalate his campaign to take over the island during a conversation with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte earlier this month. Greenland, the world's biggest island situated between the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans, has been controlled by Denmark nearly 3,000 kilometers away for about 300 years. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hill region of the Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the high hill regions of Kosi Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of three major political parties agreed to form recommendation committee to appoint officials of two transitional justice-related bodies. WHO calls on countries to take urgent and decisive action to end tuberculosis by 2030. Fire in plywood industry in Dang since last night is still not under control. And U.S. and Russian officials holding talks in Saudi Arabia on possible peace deal in Ukraine. Moscow says talks are focused on Black Sea ceasefire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.